こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。1個目、昨年12月に南アフリカで陰茎移植手術を受けた男性の恋人が妊娠していることが分かりました。この男性は割礼を受けた際に重い合併症を患い、命を守るために男性器を切断しなくてはなりませんでした。9時間の移植手術を受け、約3ヶ月で排尿機能と生殖機能がすべて回復し、世界で初めての成功例となりました。
According to media, the South African man who received the first penis transplant last December is now expecting a child. The man opted to have the genital transplant following life-threatening complications from a circumcision procedure that required the removal of his original penis. The transplant took 9 hours, but within just 3 months, he was able to urinate and have intercourse. This is the first example of a successful penis transplant.
そう、なんかね、この人の前にも中国で男性器の移植手術を受けた人がいたらしいのね。でも今回のこの男性が世界で初めての成功例って言われてる理由は、その中国の人のケースはなんか手術は全部うまくいって、なんかフィジカリには全部なんかヒールもしたらしいんだけど、なんか心理的ななんかストレスがすごい出てきちゃったみたいで、もう取ってくれみたいな、でまたつけたやつをまた取っちゃったなって。
Was it a Chinese person that received that?
そうそう、だからそのケースは成功例としては、まあ、一応カウントはされてないっていうことらしいよ。
What is, do they know why that is? I mean, obviously there's going to be some stress involved, but...
なんかね、細かいことは多分プライバシーの問題とかもあるからそこまで書いてないんだけど、どこにも。でもなんか結構な重篤な心理的問題が発生してみたいな。
Maybe it depends on the penis.
とかなんかまあさ、他人のやつがついてるわけじゃん。なんか内臓は見えないからさいいけどさ、そういうなんていうの、外側についてるものはさ。
Where did they get that from?
わかんない。ドナーの人じゃない
？Like an accident victim or
yeah.
that sort of.
Yeah, I think so.
Because there have been people that there are people that are voluntarily having their sexual organs removed.
ああそういうこと。
I feel like.Those penises would be better candidates for transplant than the penis on someone who has died already.
確かに。それも使えそうだね、確かに。True. I don't know if they are trying to use those too, but...
They should.
ね、確かに使えそう。で、しかもね、この3ヶ月で排尿機能と生殖機能が回復したっていうのも結構めっちゃ早いというか、予測では2年ぐらいかかると思われてたらしいんだけど、驚異のスピードで、なんか彼21歳とかだから若いからかもしれないけど、すごいよね。でもで妊娠までできたっていうことだから、もう普通にちゃんと機能してるっていう。
So this is a South African man. Are there like compatibility issues for a penis transplant?
I'm sure. I mean, don't you have that for any body parts that you're 移植してる?
I guess.
なんか多分そんな簡単なことじゃないんじゃない?だからわかんないけど。お医者さんいないからわかんないけど。
It's crazy that they were able to do this and that it works, because they have difficulty transplanting like fingers or transplanting a hand or something.
そうそう、拒否反応が出ちゃうとね、もう大変なことになるじゃん。だからでもさ、このそもそもこれを切らなくちゃいけない、自分のやつを失った理由がさ、割礼っていうのもなんかさ、かわいそうじゃない?なんか仕方ないってなかなか思えなそうだよね。It's like, もう I shouldn't have done that.
Well, it's not super common, but it happens. Complications from circumcision are, I mean, it happens a lot.
I'm just not familiar with circumcision when you're a grown up already.
They do that. They do it for like phimosis or like other conditions like that.
Ah, そういうことか。
Yeah, but they have a lot of complications from circumcision to babies too. Like babies have complications all the time.
あ、そっか。だから circumcision って見たから、私はなんかそういう religious なことかと思って割礼って訳したけど、そうとも限らないのか、別に。
Well,
普通に包茎の手術とかだった可能性もあるのか。
Originally circumcision was for religious reasons.
Right.
But now it's just a stupid cultural practice that's carried out for no reason whatsoever. Just because people...
No, my point was... Like, I get that, but like, my point was... その、なんていうの?意味ある、その circumcision の手術もあるじゃん、
うん、
あの大人向けの包茎、うん、を治すみたいな、
うん、
だからそれだったかもしれないのかってこと。
That's very rare. Very, very rare.
What is?
Like circumcision for like medical reasons is very rare.
Is it though? Like I hear it all the time in Japan though.
Yeah, like for phimosis.
でしょ?
Yeah,
なんか
but phimosis is pretty rare.
Is it?
Well, okay, so if you look at all the cases of circumcision in the world, it's going to be like less than 1%. That's for medical reasons, right?
Right.
It's pretty rare, like from a relative.
比べたらってことでしょ?その宗教的な割礼と比べたら少ないけど。
Well, out of all the circumcisions, for medical reasons, it's extremely uncommon.
でも彼のケースもそれだった可能性があるってことじゃないの?
Like, that's possible, right? It's possible.
だってあれでしょ?なんか…それのせいでセックスできない人もいるじゃん。Mm. Like it hurts them or something. Mm. So, yeah. あ、そしたらまあじゃあしょうがないか。しょうがなくなくないか。
And there's the opposite too. Like people that are circumcised have issues. Sexual dysfunction rates among circumcised people are much, much higher than people that aren't circumcised actually.
Like for religious purposes, right?
Just, yes. Well, you...Yes, because you would only get circumcised for non-religious purposes if you had a pre-existing medical condition.
But right, it's so confusing if you try to call both circumcisions. Like, わかる?なんか、割礼、なんか日本語だとさ、割礼って言ったら多分なんか宗教的なやつで、普通に何?手術の時はさ、割礼って多分呼ばないから、英語だとわかりにくいね。
Yeah, it's very confusing because for males, we tend to call it circumcision. And for females, we call it female genital mutilation. But really, they're about the same thing. They're very similar. They're done for very similar reasons. It's largely aesthetic reasons. I mean, there are very extreme examples of female genital mutilation that, you know, involve the removal of...You know, all exterior stuff, but...
And eating it.
Do they? I don't
それ
学
校で習った。なんか普通に料理して食べちゃうみたいな。男性が。
Yeah. I don't think that's the norm. But like in places in Egypt, the female genital mutilation or female circumcision rate is very, very high among married women. It's like 80 or 90% or something.
ちょい痛そう。
But...They're glad that they have had it done. They want to do it to their daughters. You know, it's the same thing as male genital mutilation in Western society.
Are they glad
ways.
They did it? Like, why are they glad they did it?
Because they think that the natural vagina is unsightly. They think it's ugly.
Okay. That's the reason?
But that's the reason people give in the U.S. for male circumcision.It's very similar. Very, very similar. People don't realize this. Because the Western media has really made female circumcision look like such a horrible, crazy, crazy thing. Meanwhile, everyone's having the male version of it done in the U.S. You know.
Right. Well, male version as in like, 大人になってから aesthetic な意味でってこと?
No.
じゃないでしょ?
They do it, parents have it done to their children.
Right, right. God, I hate this. 超わかりにくい。Why do they only have one word for this?
Well, they have two. There's circumcision and there's male genital mutilation and female genital mutilation. And then there's circumcision. Circumcision is just the name for the procedure. And circumcision can be done for medical or non-medical reasons, religious reasons, cultural reasons,
so
aesthetic reasons.
I'm already tired. Like, so annoying. Okay.
You'll be alright.
でもよかったね、この人。
Yes. Congratulations.
ね、そうだ、子供もできたからね。おめでとう。次。英語でしっとりしたとか湿ったという意味の moist という単語について多くの人が不快感を感じる理由についてオーバリン大学の心理学者が調査を行いました。その結果以下のことが分かりました。 foist など似たような音の言葉では不快感を感じる人は少なく響きの問題ではないこと。Moist Paradise など良いイメージの言葉と合わせるとより不快感を感じる人がいること。また性的な描写で使われる場合に一番不快感を与えていること。さらに Moist が嫌いな人は Damp や Wet といった濡れている状態を表す言葉が全体的に好きではないこと。多くの人が音が嫌いと述べましたが実際は言葉そのものより言葉が表す意味から不快感を感じていることが明らかとなりました。
Psychologists at Oberlin College have conducted research in order to determine what it is about the word moist that makes it so unappealing. Using surveys and targeted questions, researchers found that similar sounding words like foist are not nearly as unpopular and that the oi sound itself is likely unrelated.They also found that combining it with paradise, as in moist paradise, caused even more people to feel uncomfortable, as did using it within a sexual context. Most conclusively, the researchers found that people who do not like the word moist also do not have any particular liking towards other words with a similar meaning, such as damp or wet. It turns out that while most people tend to suggest that they do not like the word moist due to its sound,It is actually the meaning of the word that is at the root of its perception.
そう、確かにモイスト嫌いだよね、みんな。よくなんか記事とかにもなってるよね。嫌いな言葉ランキングみたいので、
yeah.
モイストはだいたいいつも入ってるし、なんかモイストケーキとかさ、なんかキモい感じしない？ただ人にもよるんだと思うんだけど、mm-hmm. 私も嫌だ、モイスト嫌だ。なんかすごいカビっぽいっていうかなんかキモい、
yeah.
なんて言うんだろうね、汚っぽいイメージ。
Damp is bad too. Wet,、うん、wet doesn't bother me.
そう、私も wet は大丈夫。でもそうね、 damp と moist はなんか汚っぽい感じするよね。
it just sounds like something that has is either about to start molding or it already is、
ね、
orLike, it's in that phase where it's like, it's molding, but the mold is too small so you can't see it.
そうだね。
Because we naturally know that things that are slightly wet are more prone to have some sort of weird, like,、
うん、
biological activity going on. Whether it's diseases or,
yeah,
you know, whatever.
日本語だと湿ったっていう言葉自体は多分大丈夫かな。ジメジメしたとかね。もうそこにはネガティブなコノテーションが含まれてるから。
You know what's weird, though, is that human beings are moist. My hands are moist. We're just moist things.
Oh, God.
Like, everything about people is moist, right? Other than your hair. Your hair is not moist.
God, but, that would be so gross.
But, you know, you don't want to have, like, some super dry, flaky, you know, skin either.
そうだね。でも絶対あるよね。どの言葉でも、こうなぜか嫌われてる言葉とか、まあ、あと人によってさ絶対これは嫌いみたいなある、なんかこの言葉嫌いみたいな、あんま自分では使わないみたいな。
I don't like the word like, but I say it a lot.
あ、でもそれはさ言葉自体じゃなくてこう文の中にいっぱい入ってるのがうざいからとかってことでしょ。
Yeah, but you know, the study is saying that it's the meaning of the word moist that really turns people off. But I,
そう、今回はね、
I think that'sa drastic oversimplification. I think these people are wrong. I mean, I'm not a linguist, I don't know. But to me, I feel like words kind of gain a connotation by the way that they are used and not just what they mean originally, you know? So if people start using a certain word in a certain way, And then we see that word used in this context and that context over and over and over, as anyone who speaks a language will. That builds a connotation to it that is not necessarily just the meaning, but the attached contextual sensation that we get from it.
Well, in that sense, このチーム、研究チームがそうやって言ったのは、その音と比べてってこと。そう、なんでかっていうと、その嫌いって言った人が多分音が嫌いなんだと思うっていうふうに答えてたね。自分の分析としては。でも結局は音だけではないっていう。別に音の響きが嫌いなわけじゃないっていうのが分かったっていうこと。
I think those two things can be conflated really easily because, if you don't look at how the context in which a word tends to be used affects how people perceive it. Because there are a lot of words that mean things that are negative that we don't have any weird cringe feeling towards.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Let's say moist was a word that you've never heard before, but it had the same meaning. Mm. And you looked it up in the dictionary, it wouldn't bother you at all.
Mm.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm. So. だからあれじゃない? Moist paradise とかさ、なんか。まあ、あとセクシャルな場合で使われたりするから、mm. それを思い出してなんか嫌だみたいな不快感みたいな、yeah. 私日本語だとあのサクッとやっといてみたいな時のサクッとっていうのがなんかすごい嫌だ、
Why?
自分では絶対言わない、わかんない、なんか
It sounds phony.
なんか何それみたいな、さっさとやるとかはいいんだけど、サクッとってなんかちょっと違和感があるんだよね。自分もう本当にただの個人的な感覚の問題なんだけど、あとこれも多分いろんな人からしたら意味わかんないと思うけど、どれぐらいをどれくらいっていう人いるじゃん。私はグーでいつも言うから、
yeah.
なんかこれくらいとかどれくらいとか言うはなんか結構なんかあ嫌だってなる。
Like you just have a preference?
なんで嫌か自分でも分かんないけどね。それは響きかな、分かんない。
I don't think sounds necessarily evoke too much of a response out of people by themselves.
あとほっこりも嫌だ。でもそれは完全に音だと思うんだよね。ほっこりするみたいな。
What about like もっこり? That doesn't bother you.
もっこり?
Doesn't bother you. You're fine with もっこり. You just don't like ほっこり.
そうだね。なんか意味わかんない自分でも。
They sound very similar though.
でもやだ。あとあのテレビ見てて、あのわーこれすごいボリューミーですねっていう、そのボリューミー。
ボリューミー。
ボリューミーってあの volume に y をつけて和製英語だと思うけど、right. まあ、なんかわボリューミーってすごい言うんだよね。That... それすごい嫌だなんか。
Since when? When is that?
もう昔からだよ。
And it's still going.
うん。流行り言葉とかじゃなくて普通にもう普通に単語として浸透しちゃってるってい
うか。Yeah, there's a lot of katakana that really bothers me. Like just stuff that's just wrong. Like it.You know, there are so many words in English that they change it to katakana, but it's like off.
You know? Oh, you mean like the meanings are different ってこと?
Sometimes the meaning's slightly different, but the way that they change it into katakana is wrong too.
And どういうこと?
This volume is like you don't put Y on, like Y on the end of adjectives is like really common.But for the word volume, it's voluminous. That's the adjective. So I hear something like,Volume, like it just, yeah, I don't like that either.
不思議だよね。
And it's gonna mess with anyone that's trying to learn English. You can't just put e on the end of everything.
そうね。まあそういうの結構あるね。なんか英語勉強してる人にとってはちょっと面倒くさいことになっちゃう。なんかテンションが高いとかさ。そのテンションってそういう意味では言わないじゃん英語だと。あの人テンション低いねみたいな、He has low tension とか言わないじゃん、
yeah.
その元気がないっていう意味でさ、
yeah.
それも結構分かりにくいと思うし、
I'm too used to that one. It sounds normal to me.
あとなんだろう、ちょっと今勉強し英語もう勉強してないか思いつかないけど、いろいろあると思うよね実際、
mm.
なんかそうだから英語教えてた時とかは結構そういうのあった。私日本人だから言いたいことわかるけど、アメリカ人に言ったら多分通じないと思うよみたいな、和製英語。
A lot of them I think are understood. I think、like even volumey, like I don't know.
まあそれはね、確かに。
Sure. You just sound really fob.
そうだね。
yeah, which is fine.
でも low tension はさすがに、なんか high tension, low tension とかさ。
But that one's not that bad because you know it translates、
ね、
kind of you know.
今例がちょっと思いつかないな。
I don't like the words that you know words are just pulled from all over the place. But like bonnet for like hood of a car. To me, bonnet is like this little frilly thing that like babies wear on their heads or something.
それはアメリカ人的文句じゃない
。Well, yeah, but that's you know that's.Part of who I am, so I'm just saying.
まあいろんな国のね言葉もらってきてるからね、アルバイトとかさ。
Yeah.
そうね。Yeah. アルバイト英語だって思ってる人結構いるね、日本で。
Mm.
だからパートタイムジョブがあんまり浸透してないその言葉が、
mm.
とか。でも全然ちょっと今例思いつかないな。次、インターネット上に大量に存在する猫の写真や動画が人に与える影響について。インディアナ大学のチームが7000人を対象に研究を行いました。昨年 YouTube に投稿された猫動画は200万件以上で、視聴回数は260億回に上ります。カテゴリー別で見ても動画ごとの視聴回数が一番多かったのは猫動画でした。調査では 36% が自分は猫派だと答え、 60% が犬も猫も好きだと答えました。ほとんどの人が猫動画を見ると明るい気持ちになると答えました。また多くが勉強中や仕事中に見ることが多いと答え、動画から得るポジティブな感情のおかげで特に罪悪感を感じない上、逆に猫動画を見ることでその後大変な作業でもやる気が起きると答えました。研究を率いたジェシカ・ミレック教授は、安価なペットセラピーとして猫動画を活用できる可能性があり、さらに研究を進めていくと述べています。
Indiana University has conducted a study involving 7,000 people to determine the effects of consuming large quantities of cat photos and cat videos on the internet. As of last year, there were more than 2 million cat videos on YouTube that have been watched a total of over 26 billion times, more than any other category of video. According to the researchers' survey, 36% of the respondents identify themselves as cat lovers, and 60% said they love both cats and dogs. Most people who reported watching cat videos during their studies or during work said that it wasn't a guilty pleasure, as the positive vibes it gives them helps motivate them to be more productive immediately afterwards. Study author...
Sorry.
Jessica Myrick believes that cat videos can be used as a form of affordable pet therapy and is continuing to study their potential applications.
どうぞ。そう。猫動画すごいもんね。インターネット猫に占拠されてるじゃん。
Mm.
日本もまあまあ多いよね、猫。
Yeah, absolutely.
なんでだろうね。
They're small. Because people in other countries with more space can get dogs.Like a lot of different kinds of dogs, but people living in like Tokyo or any sort of city, you know, you're either going to get a cat or you're going to get a small dog. But people who like dogs, like a lot of them don't like small dogs. So,
というかそのネット上にさ、猫、犬じゃなくて猫が溢れる理由気になるよね。
It's because of cities.
なんかこんなにみんな猫好きだったっけみたいなさ、
like、
いつからこんなに人間って猫好きになったんだっけみたいな感じしない？ちょっと。
Well, if you look at these、domesticated animals on a spectrum,、dogs have traditionally been、for their utility.、
Mm.
You know,、if someone's gonna try to, you know, if you need someone to watch your stuff.Then you'll have a dog. If you need、
right.
someone to chase away a coyote or something,、
mm.
or a deer or whatever, then you'd have dogs.、
Mm.
So they're very useful,、herding sheep or whatever. They've had all kinds of applications.
でも猫もさ最初はあれじゃん、こう船に乗せたりとかしてネズミ対策、家でもそうだけど、うん、ネズミがいるとまあ病気とかも広がっちゃうしとかっていうことで、まあ、使ってたわけじゃん。
Well, cats have been used to control pests for a long time, but、うん、cats in cities, you can have a cat, they're cute and they're interesting, they're small, they have a litter box. I mean, dogs, you don't really know what you're going to get. They can bite and attack people. You have to let it outside to use the bathroom. They don't like small spaces at all. And, you know,、hmm. I feel like because so many people had dogs for that utility purpose and that need has gone away, I think it's shifting towards cats.But that's just a theory. I don't know.
適当でしょ?
It's true though, right? People in Tokyo have way more cats than like dogs, right?
わかんない。
Because people who have cats also tend to have like a few. Who do you know that has like 3 dogs in Tokyo? Nobody.
まあね、まあね、場所がないしね。
Yeah.
確かにね。
And cats can be outside too.
そうね。
Dogs, you can't really do that.
そう、なんかでこの7000人を対象に研究をしたっていうことで、有名なセレブ、ね、猫というかさ、こうネット上で人気がある有名な猫を、うん、まあ、どれぐらい知ってますかみたいなことも聞いたらしくて、まあまあみんな、まあ、グランピーキャットとかナーラとか、うん、リトルバブとか、多分みんな見たらわかると思うけど、うん、そういうなんていうの、もう本当にセレブ猫。
It's funny how animals get famous like that.
ね、もうこれネットがあるからあることだよね。
And there's the Shiba Inu that operates the タバコの。
ああ。
どこだっけ？
あ、日本のやつでしょ？タバコのお店をさ、やってくれてるワンちゃんね。あとまあ日本あれもあるもんね、ソフトバンクのお父さん犬とかさ、まあ、CM とかに出ると有名になったりするけど、
うんうん、
そうな、このナーラもねすごい可愛いよ、なんかアメショーみたいな。
What's this Nala?
ナーラはなインスタグラムの猫で、なんか It's just a gray cat でもめっちゃ顔がなんかアニメみたいな可愛い顔してんの、うん、なんかなんていうの、
Is it the cat with like really small ears?
No.
Because there's like these big head, like small ears, round face.
Right, like Scottish Fold. Scottish Fold.
I don't know the breed, but...
Yeah, those are really funny looking.
Hitler cat もいるじゃん。
あ、そうね。
But I guess Hitler cat is like...
種類でか模様
yeah,
模様の一つみたいな。
I found a Hitler cat.
インスタグラムに写真載せてたもんね、
yeah.
そう、まあ、でもグランピーキャットとかね、もうすごいよね。だってこ、ま、ソニプラとか行くとさ、ぬいぐるみ売ってるもん、グランピーキャットの。
Really?
もうメーチャンダイすごいよ、めっちゃ儲かってるよ多分、超金持ちだよ、huh. 飼い主。
How much does the cat get?
I hope he's getting a lot of good food.
Yeah, he's gonna get fat and overdose on heroin.
猫、可愛い猫は結構当たり前だから、やっぱ有名になる猫っていうのは何かしら特徴があるよね。こういう、mm. まあ、グランピーキャットとかリトルボブとかはそういう遺伝子の異常で、すごいユニークな見た目になってたりとか、mm. まあ、手がない猫ちゃんとかさ、mm. 生まれつきとかも結構人気があるよね。なんか可愛いし、すごい特別感が、スペシャル感があるっていうかさ、yeah. いやー、やっぱ猫動画ね、癒されるよね。
I don't really get that so much. I never feel compelled to sit down and blow away 30 minutes on cat videos and like,
It's like
How many do you watch at once?
Oh my god. Like once I start, もうずっと見れる。
How many videos? Like, not like... If it's a compilation, you have to count every single...
そうだね。いや、compilation あるからね。 何匹猫出てきてんだみたいなさ、バインとかの集めたやつとか。
There's like 100 in one compilation.
Yeah, yeah, I love those. Oh my god.
How often do you see cat videos that you haven't seen before, or how often do you see cat videos that you've already seen?
I don't really do that. I don't really
like on accident. So if you go to the compilation, like
oh, まあかなりあるでしょうね。何もう何回も見てるみたいな。まあわざとじゃなくても。まあこれなんか見たことあるなみたいなが、確かにそういうコンピレーションに入ってるのはあるかも。
So what do you do with all this cat watching?
もうただただなんかね、ただの可愛いビデオとかは別にまあさ、可愛いのは当たり前だからいいんだけど、なんか猫って面白いじゃん、なんか行動がなんていうの、変な行動したりするじゃん、なんか何やってんのみたいな、なんかそういうのたまたまこう捉えた映像とかはさ、やっぱ面白いよね。
What's your favorite?
I don't know. I used to really like Shaberu Neko Shio Chan っていうさ、ニコニコ動画のやつ、昔すっごいよく見てて、なんか喋ってるようにちょっと聞こえるみたいな感じなんだけど、
I think I've seen that.
なんかその飼ってる人がめっちゃなんか多分猫好きなので、その人とその人の猫への話しかけ方とか聞いてるだけでもちょっと面白いみたいな、なんかどんだけ好きなんだよみたいな感じで癒される、なんか、
So how long, how many hours have you spent in your life so far?
Oh my god, in my life?
Yeah.
Probably some days.
A few days? More.
More かな。
More,
months?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
It's probably months of your life have been spent.
I don't want to think about it.
Do you feel this sensation that like you watch some cat videos and now you have a bunch of motivation to like get your work done and like
でもまあ元気にはなるよね。あのだからすごい結構 underestimate されてるかもしれないけど、なんか何ネタとしてさ、猫ビデオプププみたいな。でもよくよく考えると、こんだけの人が見て元気になるっていうのは結構なバリューがあると思わない？実際、まあだからこの人たちもこういう研究してるんだと思うけど、だってそんなさ、みんなが見て元気になるものってそんななくない？なんか不快な気持ちにはならないじゃん、別に猫見てさ。
I mean, I'll like laugh. I'll like see some crazy... Like, there's this video I saw of this cat that like tries to jump off of some slippery metal thing. And it doesn't go forward at all.
Right.
Just the arms and legs stick out and it falls.
落ちる、yeah.
So, like that kind of stuff is funny to me, but I do have a really strong sense of guilt.
Like, oh, so.
Yeah, but I have a really strong sense of guilt with like a lot of stuff. Like if I'm not like productive or doing something that I feel like serves me in the future, I feel a lot of guilt. It's weird.
そう、なんか私もそれずっとそうで、でもそれを直したいから。なんていうの、
それ直せるの、
直す意識的に。
That zayot can last forever for me.
そう、でもだから別にプロダクティブじゃなくてもいいじゃんっていう、何、自分に言い聞かせるみたいな、じゃないと辛いじゃん。なんかもうなんかちょっとさあっと思ってディストラクトするたんびに、なんか I'm like so hard on myself, like I just wasted my time とか、それ思わないようになんかここ最近ずっと意識してる。
But for me, it's like I do stuff that I have to do, and then right after that, I can do what I want to do without feeling that guilt.
Oh, okay.
I can't do it the other way, because it just doesn't work for me. Like, I can't, like, I'm supposed to do something, but I'm going to watch a cat video.
Yeah.
Well, I probably wouldn't, but for example, watch a cat video.
Right, right.
Like, I would just feel guilty. But if I did the same things in the other order, it feels a lot better.
Do you know? 私どっちにしろね、ダメなんだよね。だからなんかやること全部朝やってとか、yeah. もう終わっててもなんか変な意味ないこととかをしてたりとか見てたりとかすると、I feel guilty anyway. Like, if I'm with someone else, that's fine. Because I'm doing something with this person.でも if I'm alone、なんか
あの人のせいにするの、
いや違う、なんか it's like
socializing、
そう socializing してれば別に何しててもまあいいやと思えるんだけど、一人だとなんかね、 すっごいギルティーに思っちゃうんだよね。 It's like, oh my god, I'm not doing anything、mm. みたいな感じ。でもそれをやめたいから、なんか辛いじゃん、いちいち。 、mm. だからそう今意識してるよ。
So, how do you fix it?
え、もう自分に言い聞かせるの。もういいじゃん別にみたいな。別にプロダクティブじゃなくても、like, Look at cats. You know, when are they productive? Like if they're domestic cats, right?They're not producing anything anyway, but they're happy, so
yeah.
Why not do the same? みたいな感じ。
Yeah, it's about the journey.
そうそうそう。
次。 Many women appear to be making a body-conscious fashion statement this summer by not shaving their armpit hair and in some cases posting their armpit hair on social media. High-profile examples of this include Miley Cyrus and Jemima Kirk. Participants...generally suggests that the trend is intended to fight conventional beauty standards attributed to what is typically referred to as the patriarchy by feminists.
世界の一部の女性の間で脇毛を剃らないことがブームとなっており、ソーシャルメディアでも脇毛を生やした女性の写真が投稿されています。その中にはマイリー・サイラスやジェミマ・カーク、
I don't know who she is, but I went with Jemima.
のような有名人もいます。これは女性に対して社会やメディアが決めつけた美の基準に対抗するムーブメントとして話題を呼んでいます。Jemima Kirk か Jemima か名前わかんないんだけど、I love her. 名前わかんない。She's an actress. Girls っていうドラマに出てて。
She's the lead for it, yeah.
あ、そうなんだ。
I don't know. I just read that. I haven't watched the show, so.
なんか she's super cool. なんかね、イギリス人だと思うんだけど。Yeah, super cool.
What are you doing with your armpit hair?
私ね、もうあれなんだよ。レーザー脱毛、永久脱毛昔やっちゃったからもう生えないの。だからこれ流行っても参加したく、まあ、したくないけど、したかったとしてもできないのもう。
なんでしたくないの？
え、なんか暑そうじゃない普通に、夏は。冬はまだいいかもしれないけど、まあ男性はね生えてるから。
That's not the reason. That's not the real reason. It's because it weirds people out. That's why, right? Because if you're at some dinner with someone that you don't want to freak out, you're not gonna like reach over for the ketchup or something and straight.
でも私さ、あれじゃん、前も言ったと思うけど、スペインでスペイン語勉強してた時があってさ、その時いたよ、やっぱりまあ、こういう流行りとかじゃなくて普通になんていうの、文化としてあんまり脇毛とかそんな気にしないみたいなさ、
中国もそうじゃん。
あ、そう、
メインランド。
あ、オーケー。そうだから普通になんか女性でタンクトップ着ててこうパーとか手上げた時に普通にめっちゃ生えてるみたいな、でもなんか、あ、そういうな、何場所なんだって思えば別になんかそんなにショックも受けないっていうか、なんかへーみたいな感じ。まあ男性のはさ、見慣れてるからさ、なんていうの、脇毛が生えてるところを全然見たことないわけじゃないじゃん、人間として考えた時に。So
how do you feel about this movement? You think more people should do this, or do you think it's silly, or do you not take it seriously? Do you think this is going to catch on and everyone's going to...Like 10 years from now, everyone's just going to be blasting tons of armpit hair.
でもなんかトレンドとしてこういうなんていうの、ダイバーシティみたいなのを受け入れるみたいなのは結構増えてきてると思うし、それは別にいいんじゃないかなと思うけどね。そのなんていうの、女性は全員脇毛がないものとかじゃなくて、まあ、生えてる人もいれば生えてない人もいるとか、まあ、髪長い人もいれば短い人もいるとか、男性でも坊主の人もいるしとか、なんかさ、そういういろんな多様性が受け入れられるみたいな。
Sure, but what do you think of the angle of the actual participants, which is generally saying that these standards, like shaving the armpits for women, is something that has been, it's a form of oppression, that comes from what they're referring to as the patriarchy, or just a male source of oppression.
まあ、オプレッションかどうかは、オプレッションって結構強いじゃん、言葉的に。オプレッションかどうか、
Patriarchy is strong too, as a word.
オプレッションかどうかはちょっ とわかんないけど、でも確かにそのなんていうの、ビューティースタンダードなんかもうこうじゃなきゃいけないとかさ、こういうのが理想ですみたいのが、まあ結構長い間、まあバービーとかもそうだけどさ、
うん、
こうなんか特にクエスチョンされることなく、まあ当たり前にこれが一番いいに決まってるじゃんみたいなのを、なんかあんまりみんなが疑問に思わず受け入れてたのを、いやちょっと待てよみたいになってるのは、まあいいのかなって思う。それぞれがちゃんと自分の頭で考えて好きなものを追求するっていうのはそっちの方が面白くない？なんかだから脇毛染めてる人とかもいるじゃん、
Like pink or neon green or something、
うん、それは別に面白いからいいと思うけどね、
I'm not really feeling it. I'm not feeling it. I'm not really feeling it.
Is it because of the hygiene thing or
no? It seems trivial. I mean, men shave their faces, women cut their hair, women have long hair, guys have short hair. I mean, this is all part of the same constellation of weird gender related.
なんか何ってなると思うけど、てかもともとさ、そのあこうしなくちゃいけないんだとか、女性はこうしないといけない、こういうのが魅力的なんだとかをずっとアブソーブしてきちゃった人は、これがすごいリベレーティングに感じるんだと思うよ。
How about heels? Because whether you have armpit hair or don't have armpit hair, like the only thing it changes in your life is now you don't have to shave your armpit hair or you know whatever. It's not a huge deal, but the pressure that women feel like, oh, I'm going out, I have to wear heels. Like, heels are ridiculous. Heels make no sense at all. Why would you put these weird angled wedges, like these triangle things under your feet, and now you have no balance, you're twisting your ankles and falling down the stairs and you die, you know? There's like it seems like if something should be resisted, it should be like heels and earrings are silliness as well.
What? なんかそれ人によるんじゃないの？だからそのヒールがもう嫌だって言ってやめてる人もいるだろうし、脇毛生え出してもいいじゃんって生えてる人もいるだろうし、なんていうの？
But there's no movement behind heels or earrings or, you know, these other.
まあだからあんまショッキングじゃないじゃん、だってそんなムーブメントになんなくない？別に私ヒールやめてスニーカー履いてるっていうのがさ、 it doesn't shock anyone like
that. But if shaving your armpits is somehow submitting yourself to the requirements of the patriarchy, then wearing heels is a million times that, because it has that much more of a detrimental effect on your life.
それかあれじゃない、だからそのやってることが自分の中で納得してるとか好きかどうかじゃん。だからその例えばヒールに関してはさ、こう私もそうだけど、背があんまり大きくない子はヒール履いた方がスタイルよく見えるとかさ、こうちょっとシュッとして見えるとか、それが自分で気に入ってる場合は別に何も不満に思わないわけじゃん。だからいやいや履いてないわけだから、ただでよくなんで脇毛に関しては多分そんなによく考えずに、まあ、女性だから剃るものってと思って剃ってきた人がさ、いやちょっと待てよって考えた時に、いやでも別に私脇があってもいいやっていうことでしょ。だからヒールに関してはさ、自分の好みが
関係してくる。 That exists with the armpit hair too. As you said, people in Spain aren't shaving it. A lot of people in Europe aren't shaving it. People in China aren't shaving it. You know, but that's becoming a movement, you know, like, but there's a lot of variety on that there.And there are people who let it grow in a little bit, but it's winter, so they just don't show anyone.
Right.
You know, I'm sure there's tons of people that do that. Yeah, so...
足の毛とかね。
I mean, now it's like guys are shaving their legs, like that's a thing. And so guys are shaving their legs and women have stopped shaving their armpits. It's like, wait, you know, like...
なんかそれがdiversity
なんじゃないの? And then it's like, you know, do you have the janguru or not? And then there's all this, like, everyone's... It's like...If you shave something or don't shave something, now it's like a political statement. The whole thing just seems kind of like bizarre.
まあ、political statement. まあね、だからそれをあまりに…
Because you get categorized one or the other. Like, do you shave down there? Do you not shave down there? Are you just trimming the bushes a little bit? Like, what are you…
だからもう statement とかじゃないよね。好みだよね、だから。なんかその、なんていうの、じゃあ脇毛生やしてる女性はみんなフェミニストで、もうなんか全部に対抗したいかって言って。 なっちゃうと確かにそれはちょっとなんかおかしい感じするけど。
Yeah, but if you, you know, dye your armpit hair and post it on Instagram, that's a statement.
Is it though? Like you dye your hair all the time and then post it on social
media. The feminists are saying they're making a statement. That's their point.
いや、フェミニストはね。でもその中には別にフェミニストじゃないけどやってる人もいるんじゃない？
いない。
Are you sure?
I don't know. But there's not.
Well, my point is like 何でもいいんだよ。だから何してもいいよ。もう別に。
I like 好みだもん。I like the body positivity. I think that people should be able to do. You know, if something's natural, I feel like you should be able to do it. You know, this like the free the nipple movement. If some women don't want to, you know, have to, you know, their topless photos are going to get banned off the internet or, you know, they can't. You know, I feel like what if it's natural, then you should be able to do it, right?
そうね、なんかそうね。
Like why should we make natural things? You know, why should we criticize things that are natural?
あとなんかさ、そのいい悪いっていうのがもう意見でしかないっていうのをもうちょっとなんていうの、みんなの共通認識としてあると多分楽じゃないと思う。なんか最近思う、すごいこれが綺麗とか、これは見にくいとか、
yeah. っていうのは。Well, I thinkA lot of this is trying to change the perception of something. It's the perception that they have the problem with. It's not like you can't grow your armpit hair, but it's just the way that it's perceived in Western culture is so overwhelmingly negative that it's almost like you can't. It's almost like they're being controlled.
そうね。
You know?
そうね。だからそれを break するっていうのはまあ面白いよね。だから別に it's not a big deal, じゃん。It's just 脇毛, like, what the hell?
Yeah, it's kind of a big deal, but whatever.
Is it?
I mean...
It's just armpit. You have it.
I can't just... Yeah, but I'm not... I don't have to sleep with me. You know, it's like these sorts of things are programmed into men's brains. So if I wanted to not get turned off by armpit hair, I couldn't do that.
Right, do you but know these what I mean? Girls probably don't care...
Well,
right? That's
yeah,
the thing.
You know, Miley Cyrus isn't struggling.
例えばマイケルのこの年でもう遅いじゃん。もう慣れちゃってるから、その armpit hair 見たらもうなんかうわもうちょっとやだなって。
Well, I don't know if it's more 遅い。Maybe I can be rehabilitated into a,
そうだからその
a neutral person on armpit.
My point is that like, まあ今後若い世代とかになってきて、だからダイバーシティがあればあるほど若い子はみんな別に何でも。いけるっていうかさ、これは絶対嫌だみたいなのが減っていくと、まあ、みんな何でも自由に好きにできるよね、よりその他の相手の opposite sex の目を気にしなくてもさ。
You know, I think we kind of think of ourselves as being somewhat open-minded or have values that would contradict those, you know, more traditional values. But compared to people in like the generation below us, we're probably justOld as fuck.
でしょうね。今の本当に10代とかはなんか自由とかもっと多分あるよね。
I'm just thinking how many young guys on Miley Cyrus's Instagram are digging the armpit hair. There's gotta be.
まあ慣れの問題だもんね。だから慣れちゃってれば別になんとも思わないじゃん。だから別にあ脇が生えてる女絶対無理とかいう発言をすることにならないじゃん。
Yeah, just shave it in her sleep.A new study conducted by the University of Warwick researchers has shown that human beings are unlikely to be the only animal capable of self-awareness. The new findings suggest that an animal's ability to simulate environments in the mind implies a form of self-awareness. Study co-author Professor Thomas Hills made the following statement about the study. The study's key insight is that those animals capable of simulating their future actionsmust be able to distinguish between their imagined actions and those that are actually experienced. The researchers, inspired by 1950s maze navigation tests for rats, focused on what is referred to as choice points, or points along the maze where a rat would pause and appear to deliberate over their decision-making. The researchers then came up with two models, the naive model and the self-actuating model.In the first model, it is suggested that animals inhibit action during simulations. In the self-actuating model, however, animals can distinguish between real and imagined actions when projecting themselves into the future.
ウォーウィーク大学の研究で自己を認識している動物は人間だけであるという説が否定されました。自分の置かれた状況を頭の中で考えられる時点で自己を認識していると考えられるからです。1950年代のマウスの実験でマウスを迷路の中に入れた時にところどころ立ち止まって次の行動を思案している様子が確認されました。この行動を説明すべくチームは今回2つのモデルを発表しました。1つ目は頭で考えている間はまだ行動しないというもの。2つ目は今後の自分の行動を思案する際、実際の経験と想像上の出来事との区別がはっきりついているというものです。というかさ、自己を認識している動物は人間だけであるってさ、誰が言ってんの？
Well, human beings have believed this forever. It's only within the last, I guess, since maybe the last 70 years, 100 years or so, that we've begun to think that other animals think.
面白いよね。なんかやっぱいろんなものを読んでてさ、結局その人間と動物みたいな、人間も動物なんだけど、なんかこう区別つけちゃって、人間だけなんか別次元の種類みたいにさ、しちゃうとなかなか難しいけど、全部一緒だって考える方がだから分かりやすいよね。
Well, one thing that's useful to keep in mind for pretty much everything that we talk about is that it's inevitably from an anthropomorphic perspective.
Right.
Almost everything is. Like I was pointing this out earlier, how history is actually a branch of biology. If you can't see that history is a branch of biology, then you're not paying attention. You're stuck in the human perspective.
Right. そうね。
But nobody suggests things like this. Nobody wants to look at it from the outside.
そう、まあ難しいもんね。自分が人間だからさ。
Yeah, if nobody shows you that door, then you're not gonna see things that way.
そうね。そうだね。だから歴史っていう言い方もなんか名前自体がさ、もう特殊なものじゃん。他の動物では使わない。
But the biggest hint is evolution, right?
Right.
Monkeys or chimpanzees use tools.
Right.
They do. We evolved from them. 99% same DNA.
Right.
You know, so right there, the division between humans and animals kind of gets a bit fudgy. But yeah, in this study, they looked at the behavior of mice, and they noticed how they'd reach a certain point in the maze and then they would stop, and it's like they were thinking, should I go this way or should I go this way? If I go this way, you know, what happens? If I go this way, what happens? You know, they have to go one direction or another.
Right.
So we're trying to figure out what happens in that stage. More recent studies have observed activity in the hippocampus of rats at this, specifically at this choice point, or at choice points in mazes. So it does suggest that they're simulating their choice and making a judgment about a potential outcome of making that choice, because that's how you make choices,
you know? でもそうだから面白いよね。だから人間って考えて当たり前のことじゃん、それって。でも人間と動物があまりにも違うっていうさ、なんか元々の昔の前提条件みたいなのがあるからさ、なんていうの、さもなんか すごいびっくりかのようにさ、へえ、ネズミもそうなんだみたいになるけどさ。
Another really interesting example of this is something called the mark test.
Okay.
And so if you want to see, if you want to test, and you can do this to your cat, so what you do is you mark any animal and then you put it in front of a mirror and see if it notices that there's something on its face. So they've done this to babies. They put like red paint on the baby's forehead.
Oh,
they'll have the baby in front of the mirror.
Oh.
And then
To see if they're going to touch it.
A red mark on the baby's forehead, and then they put it in front of the mirror again. Does it just see a baby over there with red stuff on its forehead? Or is it like, hey, what's on my forehead?
Mm.
You know, those are different reactions. Yeah, you can tell the difference.
That's good.
So for human beings, that test is passed by human babies at about 18 months.
Okay.
Up until about 18 months, human babies fail the mark test.
Hmm.
They don't even know that it's them. You know, they move their arm. The thing in the mirror moves exactly the same way. They turn their head. You know, they can't, even though it's doing what exactly what they're doing, they don't make that connection.
Hmm.
But gorillas do.
Right.
Elephants do. If you put a mark on an elephant's forehead, it's like, what is this?
Hmm.
And it tries to take it off. And that's true for dolphins too. Dolphins do it.
でもさ、よく考えてみるとさ、その象とか野生の動物っていうのは湖みたいなところで水飲んだりするわけじゃん。そこに映るさ、自分の姿がをさ認識できないとなると逆にさ、いちいちさ威嚇したりしなくちゃいけないわけじゃん。It's like, who is this? みたいな。そんなバカなことあるかって思うよね。
But that's what a baby is up until 18 months.
そうね。まあ、人間の赤ちゃんはあれかもしれないけどさ。人間の赤ちゃんだってもう他の、何、例えば馬の赤ちゃんとかに比べてもう完全に useless じゃん。歩けないし。だから。
Yeah, but that's weird. For something like a zebra, the only time it would ever see itself is when it goes to get a drink from still water. It's the only time.
Yeah.But they have to, right? They have to know what it is. Mm-hmm. Like reflection っていうコンセプトを理解できないと困っちゃうもんね、だって。
Well, they don't have to understand that, you know, light is reflecting, you know.
Like, yeah, but like not the 仕組み, but, yeah, you know, the fact that it's there.
Well, it just has to know that it's them, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. でも猫もわかってると思うよ。犬もわかるでしょ、だって。
I don't know.I think they, I don't know. I don't know if they pass the mark test specifically. The mark test is very limited because it's purely visual. And for a lot of animals, the visual sense is not the primary sense.
てかそもそも犬ってさ、自分のおでこ触れる手で?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. okay. Yeah, I don't know much about dogs. So.
I think so.
そう、なんかこの間マイケルにメールでも言ってたんだけどさ、そのあチンパンジーも人間みたいにお酒を、まあ、自然でにできたお酒飲んでるらしいよとかさあなんか猫も人間みたいにこうやって やるんだとかって言うけど逆の言い方するもできるもんね本当は人間もチンパンジーみたいにお酒飲むんだとか、人間も猫みたいになんか誰かに優しくしたりするらしいよみたいなさ It's like,
You know, what's interesting is that you can't draw a clear definitive line betweenmodern day humans and our predecessors. There is no, because we say, oh, human beings evolved from this. Well, what does that really mean, though? What that means is that we are that thing. We are chimpanzees.
Right.
We've just evolved a tiny bit.
Right,
but that's
right.
still us. But people don't think of it as us because it's different. But if you change, do you just disregard the thing that you were before?If you're going to talk about the human race as a species, you can't just... We didn't just emerge out of nowhere,
so,
you know?
Man.
But we often treat it as if we have.
Right. So, あともうなんかそこをさらに通り越えてなんか分子物理学とか見てると結局できてるものは同じじゃんとかまで考えるとなんかすごい loving person になれるよなんかあもうみんな一緒じゃんみたいなみんな仲間みたいな、なんかそういう気持ちになっちゃう。
Yeah, like when you make a mistake or something, you can just say like, hey, I'm like 99% chimp. Like, of course. Like, it would be ridiculous if I never made mistakes.
そうだね。だから逆に確かに人間に対する期待値が高すぎるからみんな辛いよね。
Yeah.
なんか人間なんだから人としてなんとかとかさ。
Yeah.
なんていうの他の動物に対しての方がまだちょっと寛容かもね。逆に考えると。
Yeah. You know, I think so. I think the main focus of this study is the emphasis is on the ability to separate the knower from what is known. You know, can you separate the knower from what is known? Do you know what I'm saying?
Knower?
Yeah. The thing that knows and what is known are the same thing in a baby.
Oh.
There's no distinction between the knower and what is known.
Oh.
Do you know what I'm saying?
なんか頭ではわかるけど I don't remember what it was like, so it's kind of hard to...
Well, it's the, you know, the baby's crying, so the whole world is crying.
Right,
everything's
right, right.
crying.
Right, right.
If you show it a toy, the toy is crying too. It doesn't understand.
でもだからさ、八つ当たりする人とかってもうそういうことだよね。なんていうの？もう全部がさ、もう悪いみたいな、なんていうの？わかる？だから当たったりするわけじゃん、人に。
Yeah.
You know?だから赤ちゃんと一緒ってことか。
Yeah, I guess.
じゃない？そうね、そう考えると。
But yeah, I mean, you, if you are really upset, then everything seems like, you know, it's that distinction between the knower and the know and what you know, or the self and the other. That kind of gets it's inevitably mixed up. It's inevitably blurred because everything is inside your head.
Right.
And so when you feel a certain way, the way that you see everything is inevitably colored, whether you think it is or not. You can think you're just fucked up, the rest of the world is great, but the way that you're seeing it is going to be pretty strongly influenced by how you feel.
それもでも大人もそうだよね、よく考えると。
I don't think that part of it really goes away completely.
確かに。
In a machine it would, I guess.
そうだね。PMS とかもそうだもんね。Right, like you don't really think about it, but then it's like everything is annoying.
Yeah.
Because you're in this state.
Yeah, and you can't get out of that.
Yeah.
You can't isolate that state.
Right, right.
You know, you can't just put it to the side or something.
Right. My PMS is, I think it's like a too 分かりやすい例。逆に、なんかそのみんなあるわけじゃん、男女ともにこのホルモンのあれとかがさ、毎日毎日違うわけじゃん、体温も違うし何もかもが、そうするとそれに全部影響されてるもんね。だから
What do you think about determinism?
What's that?
Determinism is the idea that well, determinism typically implies that there's no such thing as free will. And free will implies that there's no such thing asconsciousness or that consciousness is just a weird phenomenon that occurs as a result of chemical processes and stuff.
でもそれ今話してたことに超つながってるよね。それそうだ、なんか全然あり得ると思う。その自由意志っていうものが実は全然ないっていうやつでしょ。
Yeah, I think it's beginning to look more and more like a deterministic universe.
そうね。
But the problem with determinism is that it doesn't leave any space for meaning because everything that you think, you're only thinking it because you can't think anything else. That's the only reason.
So でも that's not necessarily a negative thing, right? なんか別にそれ悲しいことって捉えなくても。
Well, in a deterministic universe, it's definitely not negative.
なんかそのだから食べたいものとかもそうじゃん。結局あめっちゃチョコ食べたいとか思っても別にチョコ食べたいわけじゃなくてただマグネシウムが足りてないとかさ実際は、なんていうの自分でチョコが食べたいって思ってると思ってるだけみたいな。 So
yeah, we don't know why we think things or why we think the things that we think. But in a deterministic model, you justThink it because of everything that happened right before you thought it, and everything before that.
そうね。まあ、いろんなものに影響されてるもんね。なんか着る服決めるときも、食べ物決めるときも、仕事決めるときとかもさ、自分では分かってないファクターがすごいいっぱいあって、まあ、確かにそれに全部影響されてた結果、決定を下してるとすると、それをじゃあ自由意志と呼べるのか。って言ったら呼べないかもしれないよね。I like it though, actually. Like, I know that some people kind of get
you like the deterministic
really sad
model?
About it. Yeah, kind of makes sense.
It makes everything meaning. It makes life meaningless. It means that you're part of a process But it also means that you're not really a person. It means that what a person is just an arrangement of stuff in a particular right. space and time that kind of maintains a shape.
I just don't see why it's a bad thing or a negative thing.
Hmm. Yeah, a lot of people don't like it.
So I see that. Yeah. I understand that. But for me, like personally, everything, it's like you don't have to get upset with anything, like wars and like politics, whatever, whatever. It's like, いろんなことがあって、こうなっちゃってるっていうだけみたいなさ。
Well, it implies that everything is also outside of people's control.
そうそうそう。だからあの、
because those people aren't even controlling themselves, so how can they control anything?
そうそう。だからその criminals とかもそうじゃん。You know, なんかすごい大変な悪いことしでかしちゃった人とかでもさ。なんていうの、よくよくよくよくバックグラウンドとかを調べてみいくと、そこに至るまでのいろんな要因が積み重なって積み重なってそこにつながってるわけで、you know? だから他の人だって全く同じのをたどれば同じ行動に出たかもしれないっていう、そっちの方がなんか、
so,
なんでこんな悪いことしたのとかさ、
so、do you think
いうよりも分かりやすい
that we're just a product ofgenetic material and the environment, just circumstances, just cascading one into another.
I don't know. I mean, if I had that answer, もうノーベル賞取れるよね。
Well, if you could prove it, maybe.
Right. I don't know. でも I like this, あの、free will がない、ない、実はないんじゃないかっていうやつは、あの、個人的にはすごい好き。
I believe this. Like, I don't have proof for this.
Right.
But I think that it is a deterministic world. I think that this will become... I think this will immediately become apparent when we develop the first truly self-aware, self-improving artificial intelligence.
Right, right.
Because I think artificial intelligence...will be able to predict the future. The same way that you can predict, you know, if you have fast enough cameras and you have enough processors and you have enough information about an object and the object that that object will interact with, then a computer can actually tell you what's going to happen before it happens.
Right.
Whether it's the flip of a coin or however random a process as you want to imagine it to be, I think that we can actually determine the result of that process ahead of time.Given sufficient processing power and ability to gather data on that particular situation.
Right, right.
And I think that implies that, you know, if you can predict everything that's going to happen, then... Because we can already predict a lot of things that happen. But it seems to suggest that things are deterministic and we only think the things that we think because we can't think anything else.
なんかその方が楽。なんかそのさ、すごいみんな何 ？Each of us is so special。なんか私のなんか自分探しみたいなさ、生き方をなんたらとか、なんか特別な個人としての存在みたいな、なんかそういう方が嫌だ。なんか that doesn't make sense to me 逆に。
So、you don't like the blobby kind of like、
なんか自分
divine。
なんかその人間とかその自分個人にあまりにも重きを置きすぎるみたいな、生きる意味がどこかにあるはずみたいなとかよりも、だからこういうなんかドライにさらっとしてる方が、あの助かる
助かる、
助かる。そんなに、だからそんなうちらも unpredictable じゃないでしょうねみたいな方が、あのなんか気持ちが楽。
You know, like the AI I'm talking about, the hypothetical AI, we kind of do the same thing in a very simple social, cultural context when we have a stereotypical perception of someone that we just met. So you just see someone, and then you have some weird amalgamated model in your head of what this person is going to be like, based on all the previous encounters. And lo and behold...They're exactly the stereotype that you thought they were going to be. Did you predict the future? Kind of, you did. In a sense, you did. When you meet someone that doesn't fit the stereotype, you find out about their life, and then it makes sense.
Right,
and you
right.
add that to your database. You just didn't have enough information. Mm. That was the only, you know, that's all it is.
So, man.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, things are definitely mostly deterministic. Are they completely deterministic? Or is that margin between those two things is really just what we don't know. You know what I mean?
でもさ、これが本当だとして、その自由意志っていうものがじゃあ実はあると思ってたけどありませんでしたってなった場合さ、なんかそのベーシックなところをずっと勘違いしてるのにもかかわらず、この動物に自我があるかないかとかをさ、なんか勝手にディスカッションしてることが結構 silly だよね。そう考えると、yeah. It's like, who are we? Like, what
well,
are we doing?
We had no choice. We had to talk about this.
そうだね。そうそうそう。Yeah, we had to. Yeah.
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 A collaborative project by Dutch design firm Heijmans and tech startup MX3D aims to construct a cutting-edge structure spanning the canal of Amsterdam using a continuous extrusion technology, essentially a form of 3D printing. The engineers plan to use specialized robot builders to assemble and weld self-supporting structures, eventually meeting in the middle over the canal. The engineers believe that this sort of technology may be useful for the frame construction of tall buildings as well.
オランダの企業ハイジマンズとテック系スタートアップの MX3D がアムステルダムの運河に架ける橋を 3D プリンターで作る計画を立てています。計画では自立可能な基板を岸の両側から半分ずつ建設していき、組み立てや溶接はロボットで行います。この方法は高層の建物を作る際にも使える可能性があるということです。なんか最近の建築のってすごいよね、いろいろ。なんか私全然詳しくないんだけど、誰か専門家の人いたら話聞きたいと常々思ってるんですけど。
Well, this is nothing like traditional building at all. It's, they've never done this before. It's interesting that they're doing it with a bridge before anything else. There's supposed to be a lot of benefits to this. First of all, it's going to be a lot more affordable in the long term to do it this way.
Right.
For this initial project, it's probably more expensive, but that's how these things go. And it closes the distance between the designer and the people involved in construction because the designer controls the robots.
Ah, そっかそっか.
So, you know, it's just a tool for the designer. Whereas typically, you have an architect design something and then the plans go over to some, you know, an actual builder.
Right.
It's like, well, we can't do this and this isn't going to work.
それ今まさにオリンピックのさ、あのスタジアム日本の起きてるじゃんね。なんかめっちゃかっこいい、なんか未来的なさ、何プランがあって、こういうこんな素敵な建物になりますみたいな。でも結局全然できないみたいな。そう。
He doesn't, you know, actually building the thing is
right. So there's like a huge gap between these two parties.
And that's why they're always delayed. Always delayed. Construction projects are always delayed because you just don't know what the problems are going to be when you actually do the thing. You know, when you build the thing.
Right. なんかインテリアとかもそうだよね。 My friend, なんか友達でインテリアのコーディネーターみたいな、なんかホテルとか病院とか学校とかやってる子がいるんだけど、それもやっぱ最初はデザイナーから案がやってきて、でそれをまあ実際予算と付き合わせてどこまでが現実的かっていうのをやるわけじゃん。で結局やっぱりね、無理だから、その理想は理想として置いといて、
Well, the best example of this is concept cars. Holy crap.
確かに。
Concept cars look nothing like the cars that come out.
Yeah,
ever.
Yeah, yeah.
Has there ever been a car that looks like the concept car?
No.
It's always like, whoa, this concept car is so cool. It's going to come out in like, you know, 1 or 2 years or whatever, and they're already ready to build it. They build it, it comes out, and it looks so...
Yeah. でもあれもそうじゃない。ファッションもそうじゃない? Runway とかさ。こう新しいコンセプトどんどん出てきて、Runway ですごい、すごいじゃん、いつも超なんかアドバンスみたいな。でも結局それを they have to like tone it down like by a lot so that we can actually wear it on the street. Like, so it's just like concepts, like cool new concepts.
Yeah, well, I would say that these motor shows are kind of becoming fashion shows. Because...
Well, no one's expecting it to become real, janai datte kekko.
But sometimes...
Or at least anytime soon.
Sometimes like, they do become real. Sometimes the thing itself, you know, goes all the way through and they build it and it looks like the concept. So it's kind of hard to gauge like what they're doing. Mazda, everything Mazda makes, the concept looks super cool and it they come out with like five crazy concepts every year. They build nothing. It's craziness.
まあでも最初のアイデアはやっぱりかっこよくないとね、最初からなんかあまりに現実的だとそれも夢がないよね。 It's like, like we can't do this, we can't do that, like we probably can't do this either みたいなさ、なんかコンセプトの段階であまりに現実的だと悲しいよね。
Yeah, it's the marriage between form and function that's always a problem.
Right.
Always.
Right.
With building stuff.But for this bridge, supposedly there's just going to be little robots that are capable of assembling and welding things. And they're going to just start building the bridge from each side of the canal and meet in the air over the canal.
何、工事現場の人たちはもう involve しないっていうこと全然。それともちょっとは。
I'm sure they will be supervising this pretty carefully. They'll probably have people on the site because, you know, you don't know what these robots are going to do.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
They're going to have issues for sure because no one's done this before.
これいつ、なんかタイムライン的にどうなってんのこれ。なんかどんぐらいかかるもんなのこれ作るのに。
Well, they haven't started yet, but I don't know if it actually said when they're starting. I think it's expected to be done within a few years, but they've just come up with the plan, you know, and gotten all the people together and said what they're going to do. And I don't know if they've set a date.
Okay.
Because, I mean, normal buildings miss their deadlines.
Right, right.
So, you know, one of these 3D printing robots could fall off and land in the river or whatever and... You know,
yeah.
Who knows?
Right. Amsterdam の運河すごい。I still remember. It's so pretty. で、なんか、あの、なんていうの、映画みたいな感じでさ、そのボートみたい、ボートの、まあ、モーターボートだけど、の上でピクニックしてる人たち、ヨーロッパ人とかがいっぱいいてさ、ワイン飲みながら。It's like, it's kind of surreal. It's just like movies.
Yeah, well, I'm sure someone from Amsterdam would come to Shibuya and be like, oh my god, it's like movies.
Right? Yeah, I guess.
You guess? Of course they would.
But theirs is more romantic. Like, Shibuya is like not romantic at all.
It could be romantic.
No way.
Yeah, the artists are releasing music videos of like...like ASAP Rocky released a music video of like him and some chick and it's like some romantic video and it's all in Shinjuku. Like all the artists
God,
are like
Shinjuku?
Getting in. Yeah, in Shinjuku.
That's like the opposite of romantic to me.
They cut out the announcements about Kiken Drug though, I'm sure.
Oh, thank God.
For the video.
Yeah, that would ruin everything.
Yeah. So this process should reduce construction costs, reduce waste.
そっか。
There won't be injuries to employees, and there's, I think, less risk of error because oftentimes there's error by the builders or, I mean, a design error would still be there. But one interesting example of this is in Las Vegas, they had something called the Harmon Tower. Super, like huge, super luxurious...tower in the middle of Las Vegas, Harmon Tower, and they just demolished the whole thing last year because they figured out like, oh, we messed up.
What?
Yeah, this still happens all the time.
Oh, so it was new?
Brand new. They didn't even use it. They finished the building and then they're like, whoa, wait.
What was wrong?
We forgot. Like, it wasn't up to the earthquake standards.
Oh my god.
So they demolished the whole thing. That happened to the Ocean Tower too.
Oh my god.
The Ocean Tower in Texas.
それさ、
San Padre Island.
それさ、気づいた人がいるわけじゃん、どっかしらで、その誰か担当の人がさ。
Yeah.
Like one day,
just a huge face palm.
One day he wakes up and just realizes, like,
fuck, I forgot to put in the.
もうさ、やばいよね。
The building probably costs like, you know, billions of dollars.
もうさ、夜逃げしたいよね。It's like, oh my god. なんかどうやってアポロジャイすればいいそれみたいな。
Brand new building too.
もう言わないでどうにかしちゃいたいよね。できることなら。でも言わないと大変なことになるしみたいなさ、もうすごいね。真っ青だろうね。
Well, apparently, well, supposedly, a lot of the inspectors for like the earthquake safety standards and stuff like that are just paid off.So there are like tons of buildings in Tokyo that say, you know, are supposed to be earthquake. They can resist like, you know, shindo go or whatever, or more. But in reality, they can't at all. They've just, it's cheaper to pay off the inspector than the cost of making the building
right. まあね、そうでしょう。
up to that standard.
でもさ、
Especially if the building's already built, you know, it's like...
Right. でも理由があるんですけどって感じだけどね。それをやった方がいい理由が。Like, legit reasons. But I guess they don't really care.
What about like, you know, the top of Tokyo Tower snapped off.
It didn't snap off, did it?
It
just like bent, right?
It didn't snap off, but you know, that's not... It bent.Like, significantly.
え、だってさ、この間、そうだ、ネパールの地震でさ、エベレストが3センチ動いたらしいよ。すごくない ?3 センチって結構、エベレストだよ。
Yeah. なんか、well, after the Tohoku earthquake, 石巻 was 1 meter lower than before. So, when I was there, it was like flooding.
Oh, God.
It would flood.The tide would come in and the city floods because everything fell not 3 centimeters, 1 meter.
Right.
That's a lot more than 3 centimeters. So, these earthquakes do actually change the topography of the planet.
Yeah.
Like noticeable instantly.
Yeah. Craziness. お話終わりですか?
Yes.
アプリがさ、すごい変わるよね結構、新しい機能が追加されるんだけどまだ今アップルの承認待ちだよね
Yeah, well I just submitted it today so ちょっと1週間か2週間ぐらいかかっちゃう
あれだよね単語テスト機能みたいなのと、なんだっけ
Well, there's a subscription format butWe can get into the details when it's actually released.
まあ、いつ頃か、まあでも、きっともうすぐだよね。
It totally depends on Apple.
Okay.
And so, I mean, it could... Who knows?
Right.
Who knows?
Yeah, we never know.
Yeah.
あ、そう、なんかこの間マミがイタチごっこって言わなきゃいけないところをネズミごっこって言っちゃったから、めっちゃいろんな人に突っ込まれた上に、あの、爆笑問題の太田さんにも突っ込まれて、ね、みんなにバレちゃった
気づいてなかったけど
動物違いでしたネズミごっこなんかおかしいなと思ったんだよね
It sounds okay to me
Right? It's like what's the difference?
yeah, is there I don't know It's like Tom and Jerry or something
I guess、
yeah?
I guess、そう成り立ちを知らないからさそもそもなんでイタチごっこって呼ばれてんのかっていうのがさ Alright、引き続きツイッター、インスタグラム、フェイスブックやっておりますね。ツイッターあれだね、フォロワー3万人になったね。
Yeah.
Yay.
How many bots are in there?
I don't know. I hope not too many. But そうありがとうございます。質問はツイッターでしていただけると答えやすいのでお願いします。あとマミのコラムが明日。さっきマイケルが多分あ、行っちゃったと思って固まったけどね、この話ね。あの、うちに猫が、あの、
They can read it. Yeah.
そう、うちに猫がやってきましたっていう話を書いたやつが明日出るので、気になる人がもしいたら読んでください。終わり。
最後に救急車。
As always.
Yeah.
Bye.
以上です。Bye.